warehouse, office, delivery, and sales. Full-time employees have competitive starting pay, a great benefits package, 401k plans, and paid time off. Please apply online at tbswelds.com or in person at 2319 West 8th Street in Coffeyville. Spears Manufacturing is needing entry-level people. Starting pay $15 per hour, differential pay for second and third shift, great benefits package, paid vacation, 401k, and insurance packages. Spears Manufacturing is also looking for machinists and machine operators. Great opportunity to gain experience and advance your level. Apply at Spears Manufacturing, 1609 County Road 1900 in Caney, or at caneyjobs@gmail.com. The Journey Home is currently accepting applications for full and part-time caregivers. It's great. Vision and life insurance, along with vacation for full-time employees. Apply in person at the Journey Home, 900 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. Neosho County Community College has full-time and part-time openings. You can apply at Neosho County Community College or visit neosho.edu/career for an application and requirements. There are also several openings available through Express Employment Professionals throughout the Bartlesville, Washington, Osage County areas. You can check out all of those at expresspros.com. For more information on this interstate area job report, be sure to visit our website.
When it comes to efficiency in advertising, businesses in the know use radio for results.
Radio gets results.
Because of its relationship with listeners, radio builds credibility for businesses with their customers.
Radio gets results.
When it's time to get results, the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce utilizes radio to get those results. The executive director for the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, talks about how the chamber gets results using radio.
We like it because it gives us another venue to reach out to the audience, because our audiences are very varied. Some are at work, some are driving, some are older, some are younger, and with the radio, makes whatever message I'm trying to get across more real and authentic.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results.
Get results. Call your KGGF rep today at 251-3800.
KGGF News Time 740, 42 degrees, and we are joined on this Friday morning by State Representative Doug Blex. And Representative, always appreciate you joining us, especially on the, good grief, it's the first day of December. Seems crazy, doesn't it?
Well, it is. It seems like I'm just still almost full from Thanksgiving, and here we are in December. Yeah, the calendar is definitely ticking on.
That is for sure, and I know there are many things happening. Can kind of give us an update on what's going on up in the state.
Well, I'll first discuss a little bit on the revenue report for November. Today's the first, and the governor always gets the privilege of having the first public announcement, so I don't know the numbers yet, but the November report, this budget report based on the consensus revenue estimating group, is very important, since this is the month that the governor will base her budget on and the legislature will base funding of programs on. So when we go into session in next January, we will use those November numbers. And we've had about slightly over 2 years of positive, more money than what we thought we were going to have come in. But the past 2 months, September and October, have shown a decline in revenue estimates. So I kind of wonder, you know, is it with this very high inflation, is it finally catching up with all the so-called free money from the federal government that we've been out there? So, but hopefully those numbers will still remain strong. The Kansas budget is very strong. We have $3.5 billion. In the checking account, and over $2 billion, about $2.5 billion in our savings account. So financially, the state's in very good shape for the upcoming budget year.
Well, that's really good news to know that, you know, that there's good strong numbers. And I'm wondering how is that compared to even in the past? Is it about the same? Is it stronger? How is that compared to history?
Nowhere in the history has there ever been this kind of a budget surplus money that's been in our state treasury. I mean, even if you factor in the inflationary factors, it never we had that much money in. So I kind of feel like it's long overdue, and we had some strong tax cuts time that we bring money back to the taxpayers. The Kansas legislature doesn't generate any income. We just take money away from hardworking folks. So with the high inflation, I think it's way past due that we have some, you know, pretty strong tax relief. And hopefully I'm hearing word of a lot of bills that we will be working on to certainly address property tax issue, which is always seems to be at the forefront. And so we need to give money back to the people, and we need certainly enough to sustain government and keep it running, but we don't really need to be bankers.
Absolutely. And as a new homeowner myself, so I'm learning more and more just because it's something that we haven't had to deal with. My family hasn't had to deal with until just, you know, 2 months ago. And I'm really understanding why that is becoming, or why that is a pretty important issue among people, not only in Kansas, but just, you know, nationwide.
That's true. And bring you up a little bit update. Mike's plate snapper has happened here recently in Kansas. And I received an email about 10 days ago that they would be announcing a new design. Actually, the public relations guy in the Kansas Department of Revenue used to work for me as an office assistant. So he kind of gave me a heads up on this new Kansas license plate, which we are overdue. Kansas has an old embossed plates, and they have the raised letters on them, and they're becoming very difficult to read. And they lose about 50% of their reflectivity in about 5 years. So law enforcement officers are complaining, certainly traffic cameras at turnpikes. So KDOT come out with this new design, and governor come out with a big public announcement that they was going to get a flat do away with the embossed license plate. and it's kind of funny because then the telephone started to ring, and legislators were getting a lot of numerous calls from, and most of them, and all the ones I received were very negative on this new design. And Kansas Department of Revenue is now pulling the plug on the new license plate design, and we'll receive public input, and we'll probably have some kind of a voting. But I guess what stemmed it all was it was a black and gold color, which, you know, we have a lot of gold plates. Kansas is a wheat state, and of course you want dark letters and black letters on a light background to make them easy to read. But all the sports enthusiasts got really upset because it looks like a rival Missouri University, and some of the guys that said, "Well, it looks like our Kansas plate now looks like a New York plate," and that didn't go over well. So it is amazing how public opinion can change things. And just in a matter of about 10 days, and so the governor put a pause on that, and so now we're going to come out and get a new design that people are going to vote on. And of course, the legislature didn't have anything to do with that this past session. We knew that there might be some new, as far as input as voting or anything else on it. That was done by Kansas Department of Revenue, and now those folks are kind of red-faced and looking for a newer Kansas license plate theme.
You know, that's interesting. That was one of our busiest conversations that we had on our KGGF Facebook page, was actually the design of the license plate. It's one of those things where I hadn't thought about the reflectivity and something like that. It's just, it's not something that, you know, some people might not think of, you know, as far as the effect that it does have for law enforcement and cameras to be able to read. So that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people don't trade cars. They keep cars. Of course, the high-priced cars, they drive them quite a bit longer now, and certainly those plates stay on a vehicle a long time. And I live on, I got about 4 or 5 miles of gravel road and dust and gravel and stuff, so I was noticing mine. I have a letter that's seemingly, it's almost impossible to read it. So they do need some changes, but I thought it was kind of funny that, you know, we've passed some really, really important bills or tried to pass and never get any comments. And then all of a sudden, something like this that affects sports enthusiast or looks like a New York plate brings people out of the woodwork. So, but that's the way the system works. You know, when we hear from constituents, you know, we want to reflect what their will is.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what else is happening up at the state?
Well, other things, and it's kind of, this is somewhat old news, but I've been getting a lot of calls and still impacting the Kansas court system at the state level, which involves all the district courts in 104 counties. Johnson County has a separate system. Was hacked about 2 months ago, October 12th to be exact, and it completely shut down the e-court. This results in attorneys filing cases and people getting support money. I'm told the system should be up running at the end of the year. But it's created a lot of problems for a lot of folks. Marriage licenses are filed online and pay court fees. A lot of people get support payments through the court, and I've got a lot of calls. I can't get my payment. I don't have any money, and it's been a tough situation. And it kind of seems like they kind of forgot how to write a check, but it did really huge impact. So, and KU St. Francis Hospital in Topeka was actually recently hacked, and that they have about 30 hospitals that system in about six states. They actually had to divert people from their emergency room to other hospitals in that healthcare chain. So electronics are neat, and we've certainly put a lot of faith in them, and they are a vital tool in today's world and certainly a big convenience in a lot of cases. But we kind of got to remember that we're pretty vulnerable when we really start and think about what goes on in our world. I kind of think of our voting. Of course, our voting machines by law are not supposed to be connected by internet or anything while people are voting, but sometimes a paper trail is and a piece of paper is something that's permanent, and we can't forget the old system. Certainly not opposed to the new system, but we certainly got to keep in place a backup, because it seems like these hackers are really working overtime of trying to shut things down or ransom private businesses, and certainly the state and government business are no exceptions, and have to pay those people off, and that's kind of a bad deal. But anyhow, things hopefully, I've been told, will be up and running toward the end of the year.
Well, that sounds great. The fact that it's going to be back up and running soon, it got me to thinking. I used to write everything by check, and now what? One check a month, and now in the last couple of months, none. It reminds me, I need to make sure that I have checks as a backup, just in case, something happens.
Yeah, I'm kind of still old school. My kids and grandkids make fun of Grandpa. They're sitting down writing checks out. But I got a paper trail for not only me, but the people that may be receiving it. So anyhow.
Paper trails are definitely good. I can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
I want to bring the listeners up. I will be attending Senator Peck's listening tours, which actually we will start today at 2:30 at the Independence City Commission Room and Independence today, and then we'll go to Caney on December the 4th at 8:45 at the Caney City Hall, and then I will be traveling. Senator Peck will end up with the redistricting, having a new district, which will include the bulk of what I have, certainly Chautauqua and Elk counties. And so we'll be traveling to Howard, Moline, Cedarvale, and Sedan. And the thing I want to reinforce is this is a great opportunity for our constituents to be able to sit down with legislators and express concerns. You could even gripe and grouse about the new license plate design. We'll listen, and that's what it's about. And I thank Senator Peck for inviting us along, and the area legislatures will be attending. And so that's an important time for voters to be able to listen to their elected representatives and see their views on things and certainly express support. So there was a schedule in the paper for most of those in local papers. So if you haven't got something to do, it'd be a good time to come out and listen. Like I said, first one will be at 2:30 today at the Independence City Commission Room in Independence.
Absolutely, and I believe we have that on our website as well at kggfradio.com. So definitely a good way for your voice to be heard to elected representatives, that is for sure. Anything else before we wrap up on this Friday morning, sir?
Well, it's a real, real busy time. I'll be at the Christmas Parade in Caulfield tonight and in Caney, Christmas Parade on the 12th. And our session will start January the 8th. And it technically, for the most part, is a 90-day session, and we will run through May the 21st of 2024. So it's important if you've got bills that you want to I've got four or five people local that's contacted me to introduce bills. We have a little bit less than a month to get our initial bill work introduced and get them through committee. Some committees are what they call exempt, which means they have a little longer, but a lot of the other committees have a cutoff date. So it goes real fast. It's almost like Thanksgiving's over and here it is, Christmas already type thing, and short time. So if there's any bills that people may want to get interested, certainly a good time to come to these listening tours and kind of tell us what you want, would like to see done, and we'll see if we can get it through.
All right, that sounds great. Representative Doug Blex joining us again this morning, and we always appreciate your time, sir, and appreciate you joining us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Hey, have a good day, and may God bless us all.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, sir. Representative Doug Blex joining us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Of course, Fox News, local news coming up here in just a little bit. And we have more guests and your calls to get to as we roll along. It's the first day of December. Who knew, ladies and gentlemen, this day or this year is just moving by so quickly. And so, yeah, if you haven't started your Christmas shopping yet, I actually have. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, more guests, Fox News, local news coming up here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Tonight at 6, join us on KGGF for live coverage of Coffee Bill's Christmas Parade to kick off the Christmas on the Plaza. Brought to you by Roman Chevrolet and Independence, this year's parade will be spectacular. Sponsors of the broadcast include State Farm Insurance Agent Harold Mann, Dusty's Unlock Service, H&R Block of Coffeeville, and NDB of Coffeeville. We'll report all the sights and sounds of tonight's parade beginning at 6 p.m. The Coffee Bill Christmas Parade, broadcasting live on the Mighty 690, courtesy of Roman Chevrolet.
It's time for the Community Calendar on KGGF. The Community Calendar brought to you by the David W. Barnes Funeral Home.
Once again, the Brown Mansion has candlelit tours for this holiday season beginning December 8th. Tours will be December 8th and 9th, December 15th, 16th, and 17th, and December 22nd and 23rd. Tours are scheduled for 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30 p.m. There will only be 100 tickets per tour time. The Brown Mansion is owned and operated by the Coffeyville Historical Society. Violet Brown Culler, daughter and only living heir of W.P. Brown, sold the home to the Historical Society in 1973 with the stipulation that it be open for public viewing. Again, only 100 tickets per tour time will be available for the Brown Mansion candlelit tours starting December 8th. For more information, go online, CoffeevilleHistory.com, or call 620-688-2042. This has been your Community Calendar on KGGF, the Community Calendar, a service of the